broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. 24 days, 19 hours until the start of the Century Tournament of Champions on the beautiful Ben Crenshaw. Of course, it's going to be fantastic. Of course, we've got a lot of things going on this morning. Breezy conditions, partly cloudy skies in the morning, mostly sunny on the leeward side. The high today about 85 degrees, and the trades 15 to 20 miles per hour. It's going to be breezy in the morning on the Big Island and nice and cool. It's about 57 degrees up Volcano at the golf course where we used to be able to play. One of the courses shut down. But Pearl Country Club is open, and I'll have tee times for you coming up in a couple of minutes. First of all, we want to tell you that we've got a great show for you. And first off, we've got from Diana DeLucia, founder, CEO, and publisher of Golf Kitchen. We're going to go through the year and what's coming in 2021. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf Academy. Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire. He's been traveling. He went from Cabo on the Pacific side to Miami on the Atlantic side, and then a stop in New York City. Amazing. Ray Stosic, tournament director, Sony Open in Hawaii, and Ron Syrak, author of Vision 54 Trilogy, covering the U.S. Women's Open, after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment. Two great locations, Sand Island and Waipahu, for all of your power equipment, life-saving generators, lawnmowers, weed whackers, and more. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Futura Stone. Turn your home project, your paving project, your warehouse flooring into artwork. Specializing in natural stones like Brazilian quartzite, Aquapite on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, and now polished colored concrete floors. Futura Stone, only the best. And Creative Plumbing. Starting a new project from the ground up, taking on a complete renovation, replacing your high-rise wastewater system, custom home, townhouse, high-rise, warehouse, or shopping center. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And now, Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring him in. Ron Syrak, author, Vision 54, three books, the trilogy, I call it, including Play Your Best Golf Now, Great Idea for Christmas, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award. He's covering the 75th U.S. Women's Open for the USGA. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Danielle, major championship golf in December. It's sort of like a holiday present for all of us golf fans.
Huh? Yes, indeed it is. And as you said, it is really quite amazing that they were able to put on the U.S. Women's Open. Held in Texas, is it because of the longer days?
Well, you can't overstate how important this event is to women's golf, to the LPGA. $5.5 million purse. It's the largest on the LPGA. And they were supposed to play this tournament the first week of June. And to move a major championship 6 months requires an enormous amount of cooperation and work from a lot of people, from the host club, from all the volunteers, from your TV partners, from everybody, from local authorities, to try to figure out how to make it work. And the fact that they did, it would have been easy for the USGA just to pull the plug on this tournament and say, because of the pandemic, we're not going to have it this year. But they decided that they're having it. It's a time of the year, first time ever in a major, that they had to play it on two golf courses because there's not enough daylight this time of the year to get 156 players around on one course. And I think the course looks pretty cool with all the dormant rough. I mean, you got these gorgeous ribbons of green surrounded by this beautiful, beautiful brown and gold rough. It makes it pretty spectacular.
It is, absolutely. And they had rain overnight, and I heard on Golf Channel this morning that despite the rain, when they did a test, they found that the greens were as firm as they were yesterday. And that speaks volumes to the quality of the two golf courses they were using because of the technically shorter days, which were longer than if it were going to be played up higher in the northern United States. They used Champions Club, both the Jackrabbit and the Cypress. And I just wanted to thank Jack and Robin Burke. They are just opening up their club to this fantastic U.S. Women's Open. And I mean, the history of Jack, you know, an oldest living major champion. He's 97. He won the Masters and PGA titles, a Ryder Cupper, a World Golf Hall of Fame member. Robin played in the Curtis Cup, captained the Americans in 2016. She played as an amateur. Now, those two people know how important this tournament is to the women, the top 47 making the cut, plus the ties, of course. It's a fascinating leaderboard that we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, you know, what we're seeing right now is that the future of women's golf is in a really, really good place. We've got, look at that final group. We've got two 22-year-olds and a 20-year-old in the final group. Two of them are amateurs.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's remarkable. And you go down farther than them. There's a lot of names there. Megan Kang is 25 years old. You know, Amy Olsen, somebody that we're expecting to see a breakthrough win on. And then thrown into all of that, you got 43-year-old Christy Kerr.
Yeah.
And if she won here this weekend, she would be the oldest U.S. Women's Open champion in history, nosing out Babe Zaharias by a couple of months.
And speaking of remarkable, I mean, Kerr was just in that terrible golf cart accident, dislocating ribs. It was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was last Friday, and you know, she's playing with bruised ribs, dislocated ribs, and contusions all over her. And think of how hard it is to swing a golf club when your ribs are sore. I mean, man, you know, I mean, it's hard to take a breath when your ribs are sore. But I've known Christy for about 25 years. She came right out of high school to the LPGA back at a time when teenagers were not nearly as common on tour as they are now. And she's a tough woman, let me tell you. She's reinvented herself a couple of times. It took her years to learn how to win on the LPGA, but then when she broke through in a big way. In my mind, she's going to be in the World Golf Hall of Fame someday. She's got 20 wins and two major championships, including the 2007 U.S. Women's Open. And something to keep an eye on today, Cypress Creek Golf Course has massive greens, huge greens. Lag putting is really, really crucial on that golf course, and Christy is one of the greatest lag putters in the history of the game.
Let's go back to someone who didn't have to putt a couple of times. You said Amy Olsen, two holes in one in the first round, in the second round. I was like watching. What has that ever happened before?
Well, not in my memory, and this is my 180th major championship that I've covered.
Yes.
And I don't remember it happening. You know, she's one of those ones, she's got the college record for most NCAA victories. She won 20 times in college, and she's somebody that we've been expecting for several years now to have her breakthrough performance, and it could happen this week. So much is in the hands of Hinako Shibuno today. She's at 7-under par. She's got a 3-stroke lead. If she falters even a little bit, there are 28 players within 4 strokes of second place right now. So if Shibuno would falter a little bit, she would let several dozen players back into this tournament.
Yeah, if she falters a little bit, she's got, okay, the two amateurs that we're talking about, Lynn Grant in second place, 4-under, star golfer at Arizona State, she's from Sweden. Caitlin Papp, she has a share of the third place after the second round. University of Texas senior, she shot the low of the day, on Cypress Creek Golf Course, which is harder, isn't it, than Jackrabbit, a 68?
Yeah, Cypress Creek played a little over a stroke, more difficult than the Jackrabbit course. You know, there were 24 amateurs in the field at the Open. Six of them made the cut. And they're really all within striking distance, all six of them. And listen, here are the ages, 21, 22, 20, 20, 20, and 20.
Yeah.
And the other thing, they're all playing, of those six, five of them, three are from Sweden, one from France, one from Australia, one from the United States. But they all play college golf in the United States. And to me, Danielle, that's one of the things that's changed in the last over the last decade. The quality of college golf is so much better now than it used to be. All the top players from most of the world are coming to the United States to play college golf, and we're really seeing that this week at the U.S. Women's Open.
You talk about a feeder tour. I mean, college golf's become a feeder tour to Symetra, to LPGA, and same for the men's game. It's incredible, and some of the young men have just jumped straight across into the PGA Tour without going into the secondary level or playing very infrequent, you know, just one time and then bam, they've won and they're in. It's phenomenal what colleges are doing. It's also scary because of COVID and the issues with money that some of those college programs have had to be cut. And I certainly hope that that's only a temporary situation. Have you heard anything about this being temporary or permanent?
Well, I do know that there have been programs that were dropped. I think a lot of the people are canceling it for 1 year, and it's a wait and see for next year. But, you know, there's so much up in the air about next year. We don't know how long it's going to take to really get things to make the turn in the road and to get things back under control and get out there. But, you know, the point that you make is really excellent. It wasn't that long ago, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. If you were a really good player, male or female, you had to leave college and go out on the satellite tour to get better. But the quality of college golf is so much better now. They're playing better golf courses. They're playing golf courses that are set up in a more challenging way. And the depth of talent is so much deeper that you can stay in college golf and improve. And I think the move a few years back, for both the men and the women to make the finals of the team finals in the NCAA championship match play has also really helped improve the quality of college golf because match play is a much more strategic form of play than stroke play. And I think that's really helped increase the skill level of the players. It used to be, in my mind, an advantage a lot of the European players had is they played way more match play in Europe than we play in the United States. I think that's really helped up the quality level.
Yeah, it's a competitive situation. You're under fire in match play, and it's you're winning the hole, then you're losing the hole. You got to come back and win the hole. So there's always you've always feel that pressure to perform, but it also can be fun. Don't get me wrong, now, folks. So, you know, match play can be a fun way of just because you lost doesn't mean you're out of it. You can go on to the next one. So it's a format that would be a lot of fun for amateurs to play and just recreational players to play. There's not as much pressure. You know, the great person that you're with can go on and do great things, and you can do as best as you can. The superstars not in the mix coming up, but how about Lindsay Weaver? Did she give up her push cart? Perchance for this?
yeah. She's not pushing it around this week, but she's quite a piece of work out there.
Yeah, she really is. Okay, let's go to Lexi Thompson right away, because this story with Tim Tucker, or is it Jim Tucker? Did I get his first name wrong?
Tim Tucker.
Tim Tucker.
Yep,
okay.
Bryson DeChambeau's cat.
Yeah. Now imagine this. You know. He has Bryson DeChambeau demanding that all of these numbers and all these calculations are done so he can get the right number. And he wants to drink all these things and eat all these things. And he wants to do all these things. And everything is science. So now Tim has this idea that this is the perfect way, and he wants to go to the what he thinks, I'm going to go caddy for Lexi Thompson. And he starts giving her all these numbers and all the reasons why and the science, and he wants to feed her protein shakes, and she's going, whoa. That was just a little bit much for her, wasn't it?
She doesn't even carry a yardage book, you know. She's not into the science of it. She just says, you know, just tell me what club to hit. You know, hand me a club, give me a target, you know. And so they've worked out that way. Tim's trying to do something that's never been done, which is win the U.S. Open and U.S. Women's Open in the same year as a caddy. As far as I know, only one caddy's won both overall. Mark Fulcher won the 97 U.S. Women's Open with Allison Nicholas at Pumpkin Ridge, and then he won the 2013 U.S. Open with Justin Rose at Marion. He also won majors with Laura Davies also, but he won both the men's open and the women's open, but not in the same year. And Tim was trying to do it in the same year. That would have been a cool story.
It would have been a cool story. I couldn't help but think maybe because Lexi said, hey, don't do that, that put him out of sync for himself, you know, and maybe it just didn't work. Or was it Lexi just that off this time?
Well, you know, she hasn't had a winless season in 7 years now, but she hasn't won yet this year. I think of all the players, the start and stop nature of this season affected her. She's not had a good year. I think she's somebody, you know, you look at her swing. I mean, oh my goodness, she's on her tiptoes at contact.
Oh,
you
that
know,
was
she's
incredible.
It's not a golf swing you'd ever teach anybody. But it works for her. But I think she needs to play a lot. You know, I think that she needs to be out there to be able to time all the moving parts of that swing. And I think the stop and start nature of this season did not do her any favors.
Yeah. And for folks, if you haven't seen this video of her swing, it's just incredible. The athleticism behind her, just watching her is truly amazing. Sisters Korda on Golf Digest cover, and you know, much made about them, of course. Unfortunately, Nelly Korda missed. Jessica Korda just made it on the number. Surprising to see them have such a difficult time. Was it the course?
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're both players that I expect are going to win major championships at some point. They have enormous amount of talent. They come from a very competitive family. Both mom and dad were pro tennis players. Their brother's a pro tennis player. I think that they are also players who sort of need to play a lot. Jessica's battled some injuries. And it could very well be that the course did not fit them. But if you look at them, as good of players as they are, I think Jessica's got 5 wins, Nelly's got 3 wins. Neither of them have played very well in the major championships and really, really made serious runs at the majors. So that's something that they're going to have to figure out and learn. Majors are, you know, there's golf and there's tournament golf. But there's tournament golf, and then there's major championship tournament golf. It's a different kind of animal.
Got it. In addition, of course, to watching Hinako Shibuno, Lynn Grant, Caitlin Papp, and all of them on the top of the leaderboard, is this threesome going out today? Mariah, Aria, Chutanagarn sisters going out with Stacey Lewis?
Yeah, you know, the Chutanagarn sisters have a chance to make a little history themselves, which is, you know, Aria won the 2008 U.S. Women's Open at Shoal Creek. Only 2 other sisters have both won USGA championships. The Curtis sisters, Margaret and Helen Curtis, back in the aughts 100 years ago. And then Hollis Stacey and her sister, Margaret Leach. Hollis won 3 girls juniors and 3 U.S. Women's Opens, and her sister won the mid-am. So the Chutanagarns would join them as being the become only the third sister act to win, to both win USGA championships.
Wow. Well, it's an exciting day. Worth watching. Of course it's worth watching. These are the top women in the world competing, and I can't wait for women's golf to have the same stature as women's tennis has. It's so exciting. Just one note, a shout out to Hawaii's Allison Corpuz. This is her third U.S. Women's Open, one of the 24 amateurs in the field. She did not make the cut, but kudos to Allison for always going for it. Just getting into this field is a huge accomplishment. And, it's the quickest 20 minutes in my life. I just went by. Ron Syrakis, thank you so much for being on the show and for writing such great work for the USGA. Always a pleasure talking with you and reading your articles. RonSyrak.com, do you still have your website?
I do, yep. You can find some of my stuff there, and you can find me at lpga.com and usga.org. And Danielle, I hope the next time we talk, we can do it in person, and we get travel back in our lives, and we can get out and about.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? I would absolutely love that. Thank you so much for being on the show. Aloha.
Anytime. Aloha.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk Sony Open in Hawaii. We are on. Well, of course we're on. Of course the Sony Open's going to be played. It's just going to be a little bit different, like it is everywhere. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Paradise awaits in Hawaii. Competition comes to the islands as the PGA Tour players bring their best game, their greatest shots, and feel the true Aloha spirit. Don't miss the first event in the Aloha Swing. It's the Century Tournament of Champions, January 7th to 10th from Maui. Watch live in primetime. For complete coverage, visit pgatour.com.
What's worse than living with constant pain, not doing anything about it? Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What does spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, ceiling have in common with a problem with termites? Well, both of them just get a whole lot worse and a lot more expensive to repair if they're left alone. So the answer in this case, in Spalling, RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, decks. And you know what? The hardest thing sometimes to find is where the leak is coming from, because water finds its way. Stopping leaks, another forte. Call Richard Mulgram. This is 864-9520. RCM uses the state-of-the-art solutions. RCM COVID safe. RCM 864-9520.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Sony Open in Hawaii is January 14th through the 17th, January 2021. Somehow that sounds so good to say. Of course, title sponsor is Sony, Sony Open in Hawaii, and the man who's in charge, tournament director, Ray Stosic, is with us now. Hi, Ray.
Good morning and aloha, Danielle.
Good morning. You know, we remember everything that you know has come in the past, and now we have a whole new sort of reality, and that is being safe. And it is so wonderful that the Sony Open in Hawaii is going to be played just without spectators, as we've gotten used to. We've come to expect that. But there are ways for people to be inside the ropes in some cases, and to actually play with some of the players still. So first of all, I understand you're looking for people who want to be a part of the Sony as ShotLink volunteers.
Yes, ShotLink is an area where the PGA Tour and our staff will capture every single shot of the tournament. And as gaming is becoming more involved with professional sports, I think people want accurate information, and ShotLink provides that. And so all the equipment is provided, and that's one area where volunteers can call us or at least go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com and register if they want to volunteer. We are also one of the only tournaments in the country that actually give the volunteers uniform, shirt, and hat. We feed them. And most tournaments around the country, you actually purchase your uniforms and stuff. So Friends of Hawaii Charity has been very generous in taking care of our volunteers.
And no experience is necessary. How do you
That's
train?
That's correct.
You train them?
Yeah, we train them. And so we have just a week before the tournament, one training session, and they're good to go.
Is it difficult to do?
Not at all. You and I could even do it. I'm telling you, it's pretty easy. You just point the machines at the shots, and it records all the information.
So you don't have to actually follow the golf ball?
No.
Oh, see, that would be scary. The cameraman has to follow the ball. If you're using
that's his job.
Yeah, that's his job. So with ShotLink, all you have to do is point it at the shot, and from there, it takes over. And then you get to be right there. It's a state-of-the-art system, collects, and of course, all the real-time information that you see online is because of the guys who are, or the girls who are, actually using the ShotLink on the course, and you could be one of them. And as Ray said, you could get your shirts and your outfit, and each volunteer also gets... you have to be two full days, but you get your shirt and hat, meals, beverages while on duty, parking with shuttle service, and it would be an ideal situation if the volunteer could work all four rounds. That would be Thursday through Sunday, January 14th through the 17th. Now, inside the ropes as well, you've got two pro-ams. This is really exciting.
Yes, it is. Many tournaments were not able to have pro-ams this summer, but we're fortunate that we can. It is one of the only professional sports where you can social distance. We're on a couple hundred acres out at Wailea, and so we have two pro-ams. We have a Monday pro-am, which is $3,500. It'll be a 10 a.m. split tee. You'll get tee gifts. You'll get photographs with the professionals, and then you'll be able to play on Monday. That's $3,500. On Wednesday, the official pro-am, the cost is $5,500. There are more tee gifts involved. You actually play with two professionals, not just one like Monday, and so you'll play nine holes with one pro and then nine holes with another, so that's pretty exciting to meet two guys that you can kind of follow throughout the year. And so those are the Pro-Am offerings this year.
It's great.
And yes, you will be inside the ropes.
You'll be inside the ropes. You'll be playing with one of the pros who's playing in the Sony Open in Hawaii. And you could be, you know, get a team together at the office. It's so important to get into golf. The people that you meet at a Pro-Am, if you're, you know, if you're just trying to make some connections, see the camaraderie, see all the people who play, it's a great opportunity. So the Monday Pro-Am is $3,500 per player, and there are spots available for both the Monday and Wednesday, January 11th and the 13th. And if you'd like to get a Pro-Am spot, email friend at friendsofhawaii.org or just go to sonyopeninhawaii.com. And that's where you can not only be a part of the Pro-Am, but you can also be a part of the tournament and be the ShotLink volunteer. It's really something how the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation have doubled the money that comes in from the Sony Open in Hawaii all of these years, and they are continuing to do that. What kind of funds have they generated?
Yeah, Daniel, before I go into our charitable component, can I just share one more thing about, we just spoke about volunteers and we spoke about two pro-ams that people can get involved in. Just so you know, during these pandemic times, we are giving complimentary testing to all the amateurs playing in both pro-ams, so they will be tested beforehand. The caddies and the professionals, of course, are already tested again. And then for our volunteers, we are one of only two tournaments in the nation that on the PGA Tour that are testing 100% of our volunteers. So any of them out there, your listeners saying, you know, should I take a chance? Well, all the players are being tested, the caddies, and all of our volunteers. So in the charity, along with Caleb Chan, one of our board members, his foundation is generously helping the Friends of Hawaii to test all of our volunteers. So those are the safety factors that we want you to be aware of. As it relates to charity, Friends of Hawaii Charities formed 21 years ago. Then we got together with the Weinberg Foundation. The Harry and Jeanette Weinberg have been a matching partner for about 20 years now. And Corbett Kalama leads their organization, and they've been most generous. So along with Sony Corporation and with Friends of Hawaii Charities partnering with Harry and Jeanette Weinberg, we've given over $20 million since the inception of the Sony Open. And I'm proud to say today that with Sony and the Weinberg Foundation, they are committing to $1.2 million to local charities for this 2021 Sony Open.
Oh, that's $1.2 million comes at a time where the need is so great in our community. And it just warms the heart to know that, you know, so many people are stepping up, like, for instance, the Chan Foundation providing the cloth masks and underwriting the COVID testing for the volunteers and for the amateurs in the pro-ams, because you know, the bubble on the PGA Tour is very, very strict across the country, which is why they haven't had pro-ams. But in Hawaii, with our lower levels and everybody being tested in advance, it's really, thank you so much for bringing that point out. And thank you to the Chan Foundation for making that possible and underwriting that, what could be a very prohibitive expense. And knowing that we're going to raise money in addition to all of the expenses is fabulous. $1.2 million. Ray Stosik, thank you so much for being on the show. I hope we'll talk again before the tournament. I certainly do, because it's exciting, and I will use this segment and share it on all of my social media platforms about the Sony Open in Hawaii. There are still spots available for the Pro-Am events Monday and Wednesday, January 11th and the 13th. If you want a Pro-Am spot, go to friend at friendsofhawaii.org or visit sonyopeninhawaii.com. And the ShotLink volunteers, get out there. Hey, Ray, maybe you and I should just go to the training so that just in case we're needed.
I like that. You know what, Danielle? I just want to thank you on behalf of Friends of White Charities, the Sony Corporation, Wildlife Country Club. You've been a staunch supporter of our event for years and all that we can do for the local community and the less fortunate. So we're thankful that you're part of our Ohana.
Oh, you make my thank you, make my heart sing. And I'm going to do a Sony Open in Hawaii show. I won't be in the media center because of the Sony, you know, the PGA bubble, but I'll have everybody calling in, and we're going to have a Sony Open in Hawaii show as we always do. This would have been my 21st at Wildlife Country Club. Yes, Ray. Thank you so much. Ray Stosik, president, 141 Premier Sports, and the tournament director, Sony Open in Hawaii. Thanks so much for being on the show. Aloha.
All right. Aloha.
We're going to come back. We're going to be talking with Michael Patrick Shields. Yes, our travel guru extraordinaire. I don't know. He was like on some jet-setting whirlwind tour. I wonder if he's got a private plane. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
And, you know, I was talking about camaraderie and making friends and bringing, go to Bayview, call them, call Bayview Golf Course and talk to Eric about setting up a tournament for your company, because that can really solidify the feelings of strength within the company. And also, you know, you should get out and play. There's an 836 at Bayview, a 920, a 1038, and an 1110.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire for the Golf Club Show, travel writer. You can find him at traveltattler.com. He's host of Michigan's Big Show. Michigan Association of Broadcasters gave him Best Network Radio Personality of the Year a couple of times. He's a multiple award-winning guy and collaborator, and he's an author, and he left the planet for a few hours. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick Shields.
What planet was I on? That's the question.
Good. Yes.
Planet Danielle.
Yes, and then you touched down at Cabo San Luca in Baja, California. Wow.
Yeah, I checked myself out of the pandemic for a while, and it sure felt like it, and it was a heck of a beautiful place to do it. And it is, you know, now it's a 20 minutes or so from the airport, but it's a self-contained resort. And so once you get there, you don't need a car, and you unless you really have to go to town, but you don't really have to because they have everything you want there, including a beach on which I felt like I was Tom Hanks in the movie Castaway yelling out for Wilson, because I did not see a single soul on that beach as far as the eye could see.
Can I backtrack?
Yeah.
I need to backtrack real quick. The line of guys in those yellow jackets when you got there and you landed, were they there to handle your bags?
No, they were not. There was a lineup of people on each side. It's one of those airports where you get off the flight and you don't go into a jetway. You go down the steps onto the tarmac. And so they had a line of airport personnel on each side walking through to make sure that you go where you're supposed to go, which isn't very far. You know? I mean, but it was impressive. And so I decided to have some fun with it. And I said, this is like working the rope line. So I started waving and smiling. And they didn't know what to do. So they waved back, you know.
Of course. And then you're off to Pueblo Bonito Golf and Spa Resorts.
It's about six. They have a six-year-old Jack Nicklaus golf course there that is perched on these cliffs that and mountains that lead down to the Pacific Ocean. And it's very near what they call Land's End, where the Pacific meets the Sea of Cortez.
Oh.
And so the water is smashing up against the rocks. And there are people who have said it's a strange combination of desert golf next to the ocean. It is, when you think of it, you don't see that too often. Mountain desert golf next to the ocean. And that's what Jack did there 6 years ago. And it's super scenic, and it's right there on the property. You could, they shuttle you wherever you want to go, because, you know, God forbid you lift a finger when you're at a luxury resort like that. It's just, they just pamper you to death. And it's great.
It's great. It's great. It is. And I love the photo of the Jack Nicklaus course that you posted on your Facebook page. It's absolutely magnificent. I also got a lot of, let's go back to that lobby. Okay, so you arrive at Pueblo Bonita Pacifica Resort and Spa. There's a spin sanitizer in the lobby?
Oh, yeah. It's like a phone booth. They are looking after their protocols. And so when you come in, there's like a phone booth thing that you walk in and you spin around a couple of times, and this light mist comes out, and there's an ultraviolet light in the top. And it's not Scotty beam me up, but in a sense it is, because now you've been sanitized. And I am told that they use those in operating rooms, that doctors and surgeons go through those. So you go in after that, and once you're inside, you know, there are still people with masks, and they still take care of distancing. But the nice thing is that you can live almost entirely outside the entire time you're there. I mean, even in your own room, you can keep the door wall open and have the fresh air coming through. But every meal, the swimming pool, obviously, the golf course, the beach, and they had a workout room, too, that was entirely open air when they slide the windows all open.
Wow. So,
you want to have a totally outside experience. They have it really well set up. And so that was really, you know, refreshing in a sense as well.
Yeah, and that is an amazing view, that panel of four photos, the view of the lobby, of the hotel. And I have sand envy looking at that beach that you said you were looking for Wilson on.
Yeah. It's a workout. It's a big, strong beach, and it's big, strong surf there too. And one morning they had a program called Hook and Cook, and they took you fishing with a big rod, a 12-foot rod, and sort of taught you how to cast. And if you caught anything, they cooked ceviche right there and grilled it on the beach for breakfast. And if you don't catch anything, somehow they still have some fish there. So I applaud them. There's magic. There's some kind of magic to it.
And he was in his bathrobe fishing. That was... Was that the hotel robe that you were in?
Yeah. I mean, that's how comfortable you feel at home, like it's your own place. They give you a butler. And, you know, I'm not fancy, so I'm like, what am I going to do with a butler? You must be kidding. But he's on the text, and anytime you want anything, you text him, and he sorts it out. And it's all-inclusive, so you never have to go to worry about your wallet or where you're going to put it when you're at the beach or anything like that. And after a little while, you figure out that he likes being useful, and you find out ways to use him. For instance, you come back from the golf course, and you're like, wow, that was a great round. The shuttle drops you off at the valet entrance. You're like, I'd really like to go straight to the pool and get a hold of a strawberry margarita. I don't really want to go all the way up to my room, change, come all the way back down. So you text him. You say, you know, Leopoldo, would you mind bringing me a bathing suit and a T-shirt to the, and I'll meet you at the jacuzzi? And he does. And you, then you don't have to do it. And he's perfectly happy to do these kinds of things.
What is the name of this place again, Danielle?
Yeah. By the way, they have two resorts on that property. One is called Sunset Beach, and the other is called Pacifica. And Pacifica is adults only.
Oh.
So there's that to consider as well if you want to have a quiet time. And over at the one that is just a little short little shuttle ride, you can see it from Pacifica. They have something called the Sky Pool, which is, I think it's a 500 feet elevation over the ocean. And so you can swim up there and have the view at the same time as well.
Wow. I mean, this is like, I've never heard of these things. I think every hotel on the planet should have one of those spin sanitizers for people to walk into. I mean, talk about feeling like safe within the, you know, in the bubble. That would do it for me.
Yeah, the other element that people invariably talk about that not everybody can have, but they sure do at Pueblo Bonito, is on the golf course there, Quivira, they have four comfort stations, because, and when I say comfort station, that's an understatement. Before you even get to the first tee or the practice range, they stop you at a little kiosk and say, would you like a pork sandwich or a margarita or a beer or anything? And that's all included, no cost. And then you play about four holes and you go up the side of this cliff, and there's like an outdoor bar out there. And they serve you quesadilla and margarita or mezcal or tequila. And you're meant to sit down and relax and enjoy the view for a while. It's not one of these, you know, run and gun kind of things. Also all included. And the next one was sliders that they were grilling right on the spot. And so you take your time and you have a nice fiesta along the way.
Wow.
And it's really cool. And there's no charge for any of it beyond what you've paid.
Wow. Okay, this is Quivira Los Cabos Pueblo Bonito Golf and Spa.
B.
Yes? And
See,
he's speaking. So, Pueblo Bonito Golf and Spa, in case you didn't get it the fourth time. Okay, did Ernest Hemingway spend any time in Cabo?
No, he was in Cuba, not Cabo.
Okay, well,
but,
the reason I
would have liked it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, there's a menu that I saw. I'm getting all of this off of photos. The menu had,
yep,
you know, Ernest Hemingway, so I thought... I always thought he was in Cuba,
yeah,
on the Atlantic side of the world.
That was actually a book I was reading, Ernest Hemingway on Writing.
I see.
I took it with me there to just sort of have because I knew I might have some time to actually read. And so I wanted to get re-inspired to work on a new book. And it was the kind of place he'd love because it had fishing. And, of course, he spent time in Spain as well, Spain and Cuba. And I say from Chicago in the Midwest originally, but nevertheless. It's a sporty kind of place, and you can go into town and you can go deep sea fishing and you can go sailing if you want.
Yeah.
And if you must be in the city and you like the nightlife and such, Pueblo Bonito has two bayfront resorts there right next to each other as well if you want a more immersive, like, sort of city experience.
Wow. And where do you land to get there? What airport?
San Jose Cabo, and that's, really, really convenient. There was no problem there whatsoever, either going in or out. Of course, density is a bit low now on flights. But Mexico is open, and it wasn't complicated to get in or out. There were no quarantine rules or anything. But there was contract case tracing paperwork that you fill out on the airplane, and you got your temperature taken. And also, you got your temperature taken in and out of all the Pueblo Bonito hotels, too.
Wow.
So they were assisting you there, just trying to be really safe.
And then you flew off to Miami, and then you flew off to New York City, where the 21 Club is closing?
21 Club is closing for good, but I'm still in Miami, and it's so funny that you asked this. I guess if I didn't practice my Spanish enough in Mexico, I came to Miami to do some more of it. But I'm standing right now in front of a restaurant that's in the League of 21, and that is Joe's Stone Crab, right here on Washington and South Beach. I'm standing right next to the valet entrance where people are shuttling in for lunch. And as you know, if you know the history of this more than 100-year-old iconic restaurant, that the maitre d' is usually very, very powerful because there are usually long waits for tables. And if you get lucky, you might get a table in a hurry. Well, the new most popular guy out front is no longer Ed Whitty, the maitre d', but the man with a bottle of hand sanitizer who greets you when you come in through the green gates. And that's just the new reality that we're dealing with. And he's doing it with a smile, and he gives everybody a nice sense of, again, security and sense of arrival when you're coming here. But I just finished lunch, and it's all systems go here at Joe's, and they've made adjustments, too. They have a tented area that they call Joe's Backyard if you want to sit outside. And they're operating at about 50%, which means they serve about 800 people a day here.
Wow.
And that's about half. But it's still as popular as ever, and still the place worth a pilgrimage to, for sure.
Well, I feel so relaxed now that I've been to Mexico. Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, travel writer, TravelTattler.com, and host of Michigan's Big Show, Michigan Association of Broadcasters, gave him Best Network Radio Personality of the Year. His last book was about... life. Oh, all of a sudden it went out of my brain. The name of the
George Bush book?
Yes, yes.
I call him Mr. President.
Yes.
Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life with my friend George Herbert Walker Bush, written by Ken Rayner with me.
That's it. And we're gonna find out. I'm gonna twist your arm and see what I can find out about your new book. Thank you for being on the show, Michael Patrick.
Gracias, bonita señorita. Adios.
Adios.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Adios. Aloha. We're going to come back. His name is, yes, Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf Club at Wailea on Maui. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain, not doing anything about it? Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim Your Life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceiling? Termite infestation. They have something in common. They both get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. So the answer in the spalling issue is RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. And they've stopped leaks. They've found leaks. Call Richard Mulgrum at 864-9520. RCM uses the state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. And RCM Construction is 864-9520.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf Club at Wailea on Maui. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk golf with you.
Oh, absolutely. And I was absolutely thrilled this week because I got my copy of Morning Read one day. And there's Claude at Wailea. And he's doing a tip to get rid of the slice. And I'm like, Claude, you're on the cover of Morning Read. That was fantastic.
Yeah, this is such a great opportunity. And what I like about it, you know, I always like to promote golf, of course, for people having more fun and promote Hawaii because such a great place to live. And then, believe it or not, they have a talent artist composing that little music just for that new series that it's called Tips in Paradise. And this is great.
It is great. And I looked at the noodle, and it's wonderful. Tips in Paradise. And this is on YouTube?
Yes. You can also just go on, if you go on the morningread.com.
Yes.
And then the video, you can click right on the video there. It's there. And then it's also available on YouTube, correct?
That's fantastic. All right. I also want to say that I am absolutely thrilled. Congratulations. The Aloha Section PGA Professional Development Award. An honor again from the Aloha Section. You know, trying to list all of your awards is difficult. What is the Professional Development Award?
But in fact, this award is bestowed for performing outstanding service and executive management. And then it's leadership, vision, courage, moral character, and service for the association and the game. So that's what I love to do every day because I think golf is such a great hobby for people and family, especially in the time that we are right now. You can go out, have a good time. So I'm very humbled by that award and, of course, proud of it because I'm passionate about the game.
You are passionate about the game, and you're passionate about helping people learn. You're the creator of the Virtual Golf Academy for people who can use this on their top desktop or their mobile device. You know, and then you have written books for people who prefer the book, Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. Claude does so much. He's the perfect person to go to for instruction, director of instruction. I have a gift certificate for the person who is the ninth caller on the show today, and the number is 808 545 1111. 808-545-1111. Call that number now and get through before our next caller comes in. You want to get this. He is a Horton Smith Award recipient, Bill Straubaugh Award recipient, two-time Aloha Section Teacher of the Year. Claude Brousseau is, he's not going to change you. He's going to just show you where you're having problems, like your slice. You know, it's so easy. When I looked at the video at Morning Read, Claude, it was so simple to see what the problem was, the way you can dramatically show people. Claude's showing you how to slice the ball. And then he's, I'm thinking, gosh, you're brave, Claude, to slice like that. Because, I mean, sometimes if you're not careful, you kind of adopt things without even realizing it. But you also, you know, with the Virtual Golf Academy, you can have loads. What is your library in your Virtual Golf Academy of all the different tips and that you have available?
Right now we have close to 100 videos that people can select from, cover all aspects of the game. You just go virtualgolfacademy.tv, and then you got a summary there, and you pick, you say, okay, let me see how I can putt better, how I can play a bunker shot. So it's covering many aspects of the game. It's a high-definition TV quality broadcasting. We got two or three, sometimes four different camera angles on the shots. And the feedback we have from the people who watch them, they are able to go and apply it right away. This is where I differentiate myself, if you want, is I want people to be able to connect with what they do in life and apply that to golf. Okay, that's why, if you the noodle, you see, you use a noodle and you say, hey, can I use that for helping my golf game? Then one of the next tips that I will do, and I'm giving you a little scoop on that, it will be with a steering wheel of a car.
Wow.
How we can use that in golf, because people are eager to learn. Everybody's different, so the coach has to find the correct communication that apply exclusively, let's say, for Danielle or any of your listener, because everybody listen differently. And I like, you know, communication is about listening as well. So I like to ask a lot of questions. I tell people, you know, there is no good or bad answer here in the question. I'm not in your brain. I'm not in your body. Please help me so I can help you to find what works for you, because it's different for everybody.
Okay, again, that number is 808-545-1111. Topic, playing golf swing versus playing golf.
Yes. You see, I'm a big proponent to help the golfer to go on a golf course as quick as possible. Why? Even if they're beginner, of course, you go towards the end of the day when it's not crowded. Don't go Saturday morning when people want to play really fast. However, you need to get on the golf course, because there is a huge difference between golf swing. That means when you want to learn a motor pattern, a new skill, understand how the club face work, how your body works in the space. You do that with your PGA coach, LPGA coach. Then after that, you need to apply it on the golf course. Golf is one of the only sport where you learn it in a different place than you play it. So go on the course, and then I do many, like as soon as I'm finished with you here, I get a couple, we go on a golf course, we talked about, okay, you have a golf swing that is fairly functional or very functional. Let's see if you can use it on the golf course. It's about having fun. Put the ball in the hole in the less shot possible. People will go on the course and I will ask them, how's that shot for you? I'm a little bit 10 yards left of the middle of the fairway. I say, does it even matter for the next shot?
Right.
So don't, you see, or I slice it a little bit. Who cares? How many shot at the end of the hole? What's mattered most? So people put way too much pressure on themselves to be perfect out there. You need to learn with the swing you have, and then if it's not good enough for your standard and what you want to perform, hire a coach, and then you will improve.
Yeah, it's like, you know, play to your slice or play to your fade or play the swing that you've got that day. So, right? I mean, you have to adjust. If you get out there and, you know, this is, you practice a couple of times, you see what you're doing, and then you use it.
Correct. That's correct. And then, of course, if the management of the ball, you know, controlling your ball get way off, then you say, okay, I need to go and get better at it. And yes, you play with the swing you have today. And even, let's say, as an example, you go and warm up before going out. But it doesn't mean if you hit the ball well on the warm-up that you will necessarily play well. Or in your warm-up, if you hit it crappy, it doesn't mean you will play crappy. Every shot is a new, I call that, every shot is a new love affair. You need to get embracing it, be in the present, and interact with the target. And at the ball, I tell people, at the ball, we do not require your intellectual brain. We need your player's brain, your sensorial. It's about the senses. Instead of having a list, they go through like, oh, don't do this, don't do that. Oh, maybe I will miss it. It always amazes me when people do a good shot and they look surprised. I say, how in the world can you be surprised? What was your intention? Missing it? Not missing it? It is a lot about how you prepare for the shot and having a clear intention. Even if your swing is not as functional as you will wish, you'll be surprised if you adopt that attitude on the course. First, you will have more fun. Second, you will play better. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and if you wonder why a lot of golfers, when they're nervous, and everybody seems to be nervous, even though they don't look nervous. And if you think you're nervous and the other people aren't, don't believe that. Everybody's just as nervous as you are on the first tee. We get ahead of ourselves. And when I say we get ahead of ourselves, you know, we're supposed to be looking at the ball and coming in contact with the ball and then looking. But for some reason, so many golfers are looking in the distance, like their ball has been hit already, way too soon. You follow me?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I really like the word that you're using, because the power of the word are important. So you said there is a contact club ball. Now, when we tell people there is a contact club ball, it's very different than if you try to hit the ball. This game is not about hitting the ball. It's about hitting the target. It's about swinging a club as fast as you can, efficiently. So people say, oh, I think I'm swinging too fast. I say, do you know that a non-efficient fast swing is non-efficient, and a non-efficient slow swing is still non-efficient? Or I say, when they say, oh, I want to slow down my swing, I say, you want the ball to go shorter? So the idea is having the golfer realizing that, you know, Danielle, the more I do this, and I would like to share that with your listener, because they will relate to it, and that will take pressure off them.
Okay.
The first reason people do not play good golf is just a lack of knowledge. They do not know how to use their body in the club. It's not lack of abilities. They just don't know. Sometimes they will know in what I call their intellect, but they don't know in their senses. They cannot feel the difference between what the club face is straight at the moment of impact, or that club face is oriented to the left. And then they make the game way too complicated. So get better knowledge intellectually first, second in your senses, with your coach, you will play better golf quicker and you will have more fun.
Where can we find you online? What is your website?
Yes, you can find me at WaleaGolf.com.
WaleaGolf.com.
Correct. And then you go under the tab Academy. You can book lesson directly there. You got my phone number there, and you got my email address there. So WaleaGolf.com, that's the best way online. If you want to call me, my phone number is 808-856-9458.
Okay, 808-856-9458.
Correct.
And if you want to get your Virtual Golf Academy, only $9.99 a month, go to virtualgolfacademy.tv. PGA Master Lead Coach Claude, he's available 24/7 on your smartphone if you have his Virtual Golf Academy. So if you're in the middle of the night, you know, you're going, this is bothering me. I just want to, you can learn. You're all by yourself. You have nothing better to do. You can't go to sleep. And just learn something with your Virtual Golf Academy. It's fantastic. Or his book is also wonderful. Realize your golfing potential. Unlock the secrets of a proficient short game. Really good ideas for gifts. Thank you, Claude, for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Aloha, stay safe and healthy.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back. Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief, publisher, Golf Kitchen, a lifestyle semi-annual magazine, coffee table books, and so much more. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Paradise awaits in Hawaii. Competition comes to the islands as the PGA Tour players bring their best game, their greatest shots, and feel the true Aloha spirit. Don't miss the first event in the Aloha Swing. It's the Century Tournament of Champions, January 7th to 10th from Maui. Watch live in primetime. For complete coverage, visit pgatour.com.
We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Got some tee times for you at Bayview. There's a 9:20, a 10:38, and an 11:10.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief, publisher, Golf Kitchen. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
Oh, good. It's a great day. We're moving forward. Almost 2021. There's things to be excited about. And I was wondering, what 2020, what's it been like for the private country clubs and for Golf Kitchen?
Well, the year started off with a great positivity, and then we had COVID hit for that first issue, so that was delayed, and then the book project got delayed. You know, we don't know what's happening. Are people staying, going? it's been challenging. However, once we got past the initial first few months of that lockdown, we kind of regrouped, well, I regrouped with Golf Kitchen, and it was a time that we could collaborate together on new things for 2021 and get things into perspective. And I think that that's something I've really learned from this situation, is that there is a lot of excitement next year. We've got a lot to plan for. And whenever you've got things to plan for and look forward to, that create that positivity. And, you know, it's a great thing.
It is a great thing. I mean, making adjustments and making the best of the situation always works to our advantage, and that's the beauty of it. You highlight talented chefs in the golf world, and you've inspired a culinary movement. You've created, when I said the last time we spoke, a Michelin sort of star system, I didn't mean that that would be applied to private country clubs, because that's for public. But within the private country club world, there's never been a signature, you know, a stamp of approval, of excellence, if you will, until you decided that it was time for the awards, the Golf Kitchen Excellence Awards, and to really get into that, the Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards, they needed to, you know, show that everybody was on the same playing field. Everybody was doing the same thing at what level, so that the people who are within the, you know, being nominated, if you will, for these different awards are up to the same levels of standards. And you have done a magnificent job in creating that in a world where the private country club chef hasn't been heralded for their excellence. And because of you, we have Golf Kitchen magazine, Golf Kitchen books. We're finding out about how beautiful the golf courses are at these different country clubs, and it's exquisite. And now you're adding a wine award. Tell us about it.
Well, last night I was at a holiday wine dinner at Glen Arbor Golf Club, which was very well socially distanced. It was the final small event of the year, but it was hosted by Michelle Roland, who is from the Bodega Roland in Mendoza, Argentina, who's apparently an amazing top, one of the top bodegas, you know, on the planet, and Remy Martin Cognac, which I wasn't familiar. I know I'm familiar with the beautiful bottles, but I've never had one, and, you know, they're very expensive, but it was great to listen to the story behind Remy Martin. I thought that was really interesting. But I was seated next to some folks in the wine business, and we were talking about adding a wine award, possibly a wine list, you know, maybe a club with a great wine list. Doesn't necessarily need to be a great golf course, but they may have culinary and wine programs that are outstanding. So, you know, these are the kinds of things we're looking at. But it was a welcome conversation, because they felt that, you know, the culinary and the wine side of private clubs and private country clubs is just really developing even further during COVID. I just think golf is just doing really well. I just saw an article published in the Wall Street Journal, actually, by Karen Morgan and her group at Hunter PR, you know, and it basically says, will COVID save golf?
Well, yes, absolutely. In a lot of cases, it has, and rounds played is up tremendously. But for the resort destinations, it's really tough, because they're not open and they count on those resort guests. So that's the downside. But the upside for the golf industry in general has been amazing. You have another issue coming out, and the clubs signing up for Clubs Help is something that I really want to get out. Clubs Help, explain what that is.
Clubs Help is something I got involved in earlier this year. And, you know, they're working with Ernie Els Group, and I know you've had them on the show, so that's fantastic. They have over 400 clubs signed up already, but the premise of clubs help is, you know, every club that participates in various events that they have and the monies that they raise will be housed and kept, you know, obviously at each state's CMAA chapter, so that if a disaster occurs in that particular region, there's funds available immediately for them to put into action to help people. And it originally started with the hospitals, that each club would adopt a hospital, that was kind of early COVID, but it's really starting to develop and grow legs now, and I really am proud of them for including Golf Kitchen in this whole thing, because we're considering a culinary program to raise funds. I can't really say the specifics of it yet until we've, you know, got agreement from everyone. So
right.
It's something that we can do in 2021 moving forward. And, you know, there's quite a few initiatives. And I think it's something that can be really quite fun for private clubs and for members, you know, that's not using up the golf course, that's using, you know, let's raise money via the culinary side. So, you know, that's something that we'll talk about in the future if we can get it off the ground. And, you know, there's a lot of potential for 2021, and I just urge people to just try to get through this winter and try to find positive things to do to follow through, you know, for the next year. You know, there is light at the end of a long tunnel, but you need to be prepared when you get to the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, we need to be healthy. So that's why it's one of the things that I love is clubshelp.org. And it's the 100-hole challenge. And we had a gentleman in Hawaii who did this on an annual basis. And he and his buddies would go out at dawn, and they would play 100 holes, and they would raise money. And so this is very familiar to Hawaii. And I'm looking forward to the private country clubs and other clubs to, you know, we have, I've got to ask Rob Goulet about whether or not, you know, clubs that are private but not necessarily country clubs, if they can also participate in this challenge and see if that would work for him. You went out to Glen Arbor for a wine dinner. What was that like?
Oh, it was fantastic. That was just last night. It was the final event of the year. Very well socially distanced, and you know, everyone was masked up, but it was a great experience and I got a lot out of it. The menu was divine. Michael Ruggiero really put on a great show. And if you want to know,
yes,
one of the things is, you know, Fernando Silva, the sommelier and the wine director there, and Michael Ruggiero, the executive chef, and the team, you know, they work so well together when they do these wine dinners. Fernando is just a showman, and you know they have so many rooms open, so he has to walk around because the tables are so far apart. He has to walk around three or four rooms and outside, so that you know he can entertain everybody and explain the wines and then introduce the vintners. So it was really exquisite, and I was really impressed with it, and such a nice crowd that. You know, we had things like table tapas, which we had lobster truffle arancini. Then we had prosciutto branzino with lemon and a winter salad with mint, apple, and parmesan cheese. And then we had a Roman-style butternut gnocchi and then tucket bay scallops with wild mushrooms. And then we had a prime strip steak Florentine and a wonderful dessert. There was a selection of desserts. So that was pretty amazing. But the wines were all by Michelle Rowland, and the dessert was the cognac by Remy Martin.
And it was
Louis the 13th or something?
A Louis 13th?
Correct.
that is, yes. And you loved it?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, they taught us how to smell it. They had the actual glasses from Remy Martin.
Oh,
and I've never done that before because, you know, I'm not a wine director and I'm not a beverage director, as you know, but, you know, apparently the glasses are shaped in such a way that when they pour the cognac into the glass and when you look down into it, It's like a perfect flower.
Wow. You know,
which I thought was really amazing. And they taught us how to smell the scent and explained the distance of everything. And they also explained that, like, there's 100 years of creation that goes into the cognac that is in that decanter.
100 years.
Yeah, 100 years of experience and education has gone into those decanters and the cognac, which I thought was really interesting. I'd never really thought about it.
It is. I go right back to 100 years ago there was a pandemic. you know, it's amazing.
Maybe that's what they came up with during that time.
Exactly. All right. This is what I really want to point out to you folks, all the things that Diana DeLucia, the founder and editor-in-chief and publisher of Golf Kitchen, all those things that she mentioned that she had for dinner at Glen Arbor, in her magazines, all the recipes to make those things are there. They're in the magazine. It comes out biannually, and the chefs share their secrets. They'll tell you how to make these exquisite creations and show you what to do. So Golf Kitchen Magazine, for the foodie in your life, is a perfect gift. You can put it a card. You can say, you know, this is for you. It's coming. It's golfkitchen.com. Golfkitchen.com. In addition to the Golf Kitchen Magazine, there's the Golf Kitchen books. You still have your books online, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we still have the books available. The second book likely is not going to be completed until this COVID thing is finished, because there's so many changes and it needs to be updated already. And, you know, I'm looking forward to finishing that because it's going to be absolutely stunning. You know, we're 45% there, but we're still chasing recipes. And I think now that the winter season comes and there's going to be a bit of a slowdown, I think that that's going to be a good time to, you know, finalize everything.
Good. So you go to golfkitchen.com, check it out. There's just so many different things to appreciate that Diana DeLucia has made possible in the industry. And we're sharing it with everyone. And that's at golfkitchen.com. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, and enjoy the season, and I'll talk to you before Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. We better. Okay. I really just want to say that Patrick Reed is not running away with the award that he hopes to be the best player on the European Tour, the first American to ever do it. Patrick Reed, Laurie Cantor and Matthew Fitzpatrick are now tied at 11 under, followed by Victor Hovland and Lee Westwood at 10 under. So there is a lot of competition still to be played in Dubai as they continue this. I want to thank the wonderful sponsors we have. Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Oahu's best value in golf, double deck driving range, top tracer at every station, socially distanced on this covered range and on the course, of course. Challenge your friends on the course or using top tracer. Have fun. That's what it's all about at Bayview Golf Course. Bayview's number is 247-0451, extension 1. Aloha Power Equipment, their moving sale continues until the store is empty. Shindaiwa and Maruyama, 20% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Aloha Power Equipment is where you go for your power equipment needs. Waipahu and Sand Island stores, everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. Okay, what's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. You're just living with it? You're afraid of seeing the doctor? Please don't be. Call Dr. Jonathan Carlson at 452-1379. The Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic is in Kailua, 452-1379. And the Golf Club, of course, welcomes our new sponsor, RCM Construction, 30-year leader in Spalling repairs across Hawaii. And believe me, you don't want to let it go, because all it does, it gets worse. You need to call RCM COVID safe. They use the state-of-the-art equipment, and their number is 864-9520. If you've got a flood or fire disaster, you know, which is something that you need to do like immediately, there's no waiting, call MD Restoration 24/7. Their emergency and disaster restoration service is totally COVID compliant. Mold remediation, flood, fire, dirty water cleanup, you name it. Carpet, upholstery cleaning, you got it. Licensed contractor, indeed. That's MD Restoration. The number is 528-3434. You can always listen to us at radiogolfclub.com/listen. That's where all of the shows stored there, so you can listen as a podcast. It's on an MP3 there, and you can fast forward if you don't, you know, that subject doesn't appeal to you. But I want to thank you for your mana. May you have a wonderful, joyous season, and please stay safe. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.